Small Business Spotlight on WUTC. Every day, small businesses deliver for their customers and give locally. Here's Amanda Ellis of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce with today's guest.
Well, Jasmine, can you start out by just telling our listeners a bit about who you are?
Yes, I'm Jasmine Rippon. I am the Executive Director of the Hospice of Chattanooga Foundation, and the foundation advances the organization through philanthropy.
So can you describe a bit about what your organization does?
Yeah, so Hospice of Chattanooga, you may know us for our hospice services, which we provided to the community for over 40 years, but we also offer grief support services to anyone in our community who has suffered a loss through counseling in different support groups. We have a palliative care service, and we also have a private duty sitting service.
Jasmine, can you share about how Hospice of Chattanooga benefits our community?
Yeah, so we offer just a lot of different services to our community. So we offer free grief counseling to anyone in our community who has ever lost someone. And we actually have expanded those support groups this year and have included support groups that are really focused on like those who have lost loved ones to homicide, to suicide, to overdose deaths as well. And we've actually, because it's on Zoom, we've actually been able to have people from all over the country join us in those support groups. And they're free of charge to anyone. Our grief counselors also meet with people individually. So if they need a little more in-depth counseling and talking to people, they're there for them. And that's a free service. With our hospice services, since we're a nonprofit, we care for anyone who needs those services. So people who lack insurance, who are underinsured, we provide the same wonderful, great care for them. And really, our hospice service is not just for the patient, but for the entire family to meet their medical, emotional, and spiritual needs as well. And then we also have a palliative care service program, and that's for people who just maybe aren't hospice appropriate, but are really, you know, have a chronic illness and they really need help managing the pain. And they need someone to make sure that they're really following their care plan. They're following up with their doctors. They have everything they need. And then we also have a private duty sitting service. And so they're there with people moving all over the country. They're there to kind of help mom and dad out who need just a little bit more assistance. They're there to do some light housekeeping, meal prep. They'll also, you know, bathing and whatnot, but they'll also even go with our loved ones to the doctors and they'll listen to what the doctor's telling them and then help with the family create a care plan and make sure everything is covered. During COVID, we actually were able to have a more relaxed visitors policy at our inpatient unit than the hospitals were, which allowed loved ones to be with their family members during their final moments. And then we also had nurses that were in the hospitals that were able to be with the patients during their last moment and hold their hands when their family members couldn't be there.
Can you describe any personal connection that drew you to this work?
Yes. So when I moved to Chattanooga in 2004, I actually volunteered for Hospice of Chattanooga as a marketing volunteer. And so I was able to go out to the community, to different community fairs, and was able to meet those that the organization impacted. And at first, I was really nervous because no one wants to talk about death and dying. But it was just amazing to hear from folks who had loved ones on our services and who we helped through the most difficult and emotional time of their lives.
Learn more at ChattanoogaChamber.com.